God's All-Wise, Gracious, and Adorable Providence by Frank Hall. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We often find ourselves in trying circumstances, inexplicable difficulties, and perplexing situations. Experience teaches us daily that life is filled not with joy and happiness only, but with troubles, heartache, and pain. We prove the words of Brother Job every single day of our lives that man who is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Is there consolation to be had in such times of trouble? Indeed there is. If there is a verse of Scripture that ministers comfort to my doubting, fearful heart, it is the verse before us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, is help for the helpless, comfort for those in trouble, and a beacon of light that guides believers on the tumultuous sea of life. My beloved brothers and sisters in trouble and strife, all remains well with our souls. Not only has the Father elected us unto salvation, not only has the Son redeemed us from our sins, not only has the Spirit regenerated us and given us spiritual life, but God our Father works all things together for our eternal good. God is our Father, and our God is on His throne, ruling all things for the glory of His name and the everlasting salvation of our immortal souls. Who knows? Paul begins this comforting verse with two precious words. We know. The people of God know. Believers know. The redeemed of the Lord know. Those who are the called according to God's purpose know. This is knowledge that only the saints of God have. They know, not with a bare theoretical head knowledge, but by faith rooted in their hearts. They know because God has taught them this knowledge effectually by His Spirit and grace. They know because they believe His infallible word of truth. They know in such a way as to find solace and comfort in what He has revealed. God's people are here identified by two distinct characteristics. They love God, and they are called according to His purpose. 1. All of God's people love God. They love His glorious person and rejoice in all of His perfections as God, His righteousness, His immutability, His holiness, His sovereignty, His wisdom, His power, His love, His grace. They love His will, His word, His ways, His gospel, His Son, His Spirit, His purpose, His providence, and His people. God's people love God and all that pertains to God. 2. All of God's people are called according to His purpose. They are a particular, distinct, special people, here named the called. They have been graciously and effectually called in grace by God's Spirit through the gospel, not according to their works, merit, or choice, but according to God's eternal purpose, which He purposed in Himself before the foundation of the world. All things do not work together for the good of all men, but for God's people alone, because their God providentially rules over all things for their eternal good and salvation. God rules all things, all men, all angels, all demons, all circumstances, all events, in every place, at all times, and He does so for the good of His people. What do we know? We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Things may appear to be against us, but it only seems that way. We should not judge God's purpose by his providence, but his providence by his purpose. If we judge using the former method, we are sure to misjudge, and we will never have peace in this life. All pleasures, joys, and delights are certainly ruled by our God, but that's only half of his rule. He rules all evil, as well as all good. All death, all opposition, all sickness, every disaster, every problem, all our pain, and all our sorrow are sovereignly ruled, governed, ordered, and controlled by our God to bring about eternal good for our souls. God does not tell us how he does this, only that he does. Whatever my God brings to pass in time is the outworking of his purpose of grace, and it's for my good, whether it be in my little sphere of existence or in the universe at large. Oh God, help me to believe your word. Teach me not only to submit to your providential rule, but to rejoice and rest in it. Set a watch upon my mouth that I murmur not. Arrest my heart by your grace and give me peace. Keep me from sinning with my lips and complaining against your all-wise, gracious, and adorable providence, for it is good. God controls and directs all things with infinite power, absolute sovereignty, and unfailing wisdom and grace. Nothing can hinder him from doing his will, keep him from having his way, or stop him from accomplishing his purpose. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28.